Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some politics. 624, Boyce Olson, author of The Morning Take, and you can link up to his email and get that every day, by the way, by going to our website at WCCO.com/BLOIS. Four Below in the Twin Cities. Hi, Boyce.
Good morning, Dave.
Caucuses. Let's talk a bit about those, because here we go tonight.
Yeah, a caucus, if people haven't ever been, is basically a neighborhood meeting organized by political parties. So DFLers will have theirs, Republicans will have theirs. You can look online at the Secretary of State or either party office to see where you go. You go tonight, you'll vote in a straw poll for governor. It's a non-binding straw poll. And then you'll organize and people will introduce resolutions. Candidates may stop by and talk for state house, local office, Congress. And then you organize, you elect, then you elect people to go to the next level of convention. So you go to the House District Convention or the Senate District Convention or the BPOU for Republicans. And that process carries out all the way to the state convention. And then those people become delegates and will nominate or endorse gubernatorial candidates, Senate candidates, et cetera.
We'll talk more about that, too, with the both party chairs coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Boyce, look
good
forward to that. Hey, a couple of things. Speaking of elections, I read this morning, and I don't know the answer. I thought I'd bring it up, too. But I see out in Seattle, Boyce, that their elections watchdogs out there say that Facebook is violating a city law that requires the Internet giant to reveal who pays for political advertising on its platform. What about here in Minnesota? Do we know the laws on that?
Well, Minnesota is pretty straightforward. It just has to say who is paid for. And that's a really good question, because I actually was going to write, and maybe I will tomorrow now, that Facebook needs to make ads available, because people can put ads in your feed, but if you go to their page, you don't see that ad. So, for instance, Tina Smith is running ads right now on Facebook. I had a link to one yesterday in the Morning Take. When I went to her normal page, I couldn't find that ad. I had to wait till it popped up in my feed again. And it seems to me, in Facebook's effort to be more transparent, that they should definitely make it, you know, clear who's paying for it and make the ads available, even if you're not the target audience, just so you can go see what kind of ads these candidates are running.
Okay, Boyce, a couple other things going on, and one of those things is you talked about the caucuses and the gubernatorial election. Are we still going to have new entrants joining the fray there? I know there's still a lot of speculation.
You know, I think Tim Pawlenty is still the biggest question mark. He's going to have a big meeting next week. But I think the real question for Democrats is, will there be a contentious primary? And tonight's straw poll will give us the first snapshot of that, of where the candidates stand, because it is sensed that, you know, both Coleman and Walz will go to a primary if they don't get the party's endorsement.
What about lieutenant governor picks? When does that happen?
It'll happen. Tim Walz has already picked Peggy Flanagan as his running mate. Then now they'll kind of get rolled out here. Probably that week or two before the state convention is when most people add their lieutenant governor picks.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I got a lot of stuff to talk about today, Boyce. Plenty of things going on. And I know the airport's busy again today. A lot of folks heading out after being here for the Super Bowl, and they wanted to avoid yesterday. But it'll be busy out there if you're heading that way. So,
yeah, today's the first hearing in that case.
Michelle
Fischbach and Lieutenant Governor. So it's in Ramsey County District Court. It'll play out here over the next few weeks, but today's the first hearing in that, so people can expect news on that later today.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, that's going to be a big story for the next hopefully they'll get it done quickly, but what do you anticipate for length? Any idea?
I think it depends. Those special elections are next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And if Democrats are successful, I think they'll stretch it out as far as they can.
Okay. Thanks, Boyce.
Yep.
628 traffic up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.